counterclockwise direction again. I'm Gary Spackman.
Derek Baxter for the department.
Sean Costello for the department.
Kimberly English, department.
And then on the phone in an orderly manner.
Kent Fletcher.
Thank you, Kent.
Sarah.
Sarah and Ed Goodman, and I think I already heard you sound off, so anybody else?
Good morning, Derek. This is Dwayne for BIA.
Thank you, Dwayne. I would have expected a few more people.
Yeah, I believe John or Travis will be on the phone.
Let me look at the service list. Chris Bromley or Candace McHugh. Jerry Rigby. Somebody joined us.
Morning, this is Norm Smangle for Everett Springfield Canal Company.
Thank you, Norm.
I just had a text from Candace. She's about to get on.
Okay. Rob Harris. Well, let's wait for Candace, and then let's start. Somebody joined us. And somebody else joined us. Travis? I thought I heard Travis. No?
Can you hear me? Really faint, Travis. I'll try back on my phone. That's
I think Travis is calling back.
Yeah. Somebody. Can you send it to me? Oh, hello, this is Candace.
Thank you, Candace. You're not the last one on.
Well, that gives me some comfort.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I was trying to comfort you. We're waiting for Travis now. Okay.
Travis,
you're coming through loud and clear. All right, let's start. This is a status conference regarding a petition filed by Milner Irrigation District regarding the reset of storage water rights and the storage in the fall. And we agreed to meet again and talk about the developments in this particular matter. And as I recall, there was a commitment to try to seek a letter from the Bureau of Reclamation or from the solicitor's office or from whomever might be representing the Bureau of Reclamation in this matter. And I want to acknowledge that I received yesterday a letter from the Department of Interior, signed by Jeremiah Williamson with the solicitor's office. And I have read the letter. I assume the other parties, or the parties of this matter, have also received the letter. I won't venture to interpret the letter right now. And I guess I'd like a status report from someone.
Okay.
And maybe an interpretation. Dwayne Meekum, you speak their language, don't you?
Good morning, Will. I'll do that. And there was coordination with myself here by the BIA Bureau of Reclamation. Many of you may know it's more than exponential when more than one agency gets involved in one of these. But we are, in terms of a status report, both Reclamation and BIA at my office are proceeding with phase two to get departmental review and approval of a recommendation over to Justice to participate in a Rule 60B motion, provided other parties continue to proceed in that direction with the SRDA court. I have scheduled briefings with DIA and Assistant Secretary's leadership over the next week. And never say exactly where things will land, but I think we're in a good position to get a tier of recommendation to Justice. The Justice folks have also been doing their due diligence. They've reported back to me. They do need to receive a formal recommendation from Interior, and that's what we're working on over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for your efforts, Dwayne. I appreciate your frankness. What's the timetable?
I don't know if any of the other parties on the call can give to me a more recent update of plans to actually file the motion with the plans. We're trying to sync up with that as best we can. Obviously, time is continuing on into the summer. I'd be hopeful that within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we could have a recommendation.
3 to 4 and, what?
Weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
And including with Justice.
And Dwayne, this is Garrett. Just so I'm clear, that was 3 to 4 weeks till you'll have your recommendation, you think?
So feel free to hold me to this. Since I'm in full control of everything, but I'm kind of here. But based on past experience and based on the efforts that I know are going on, I would anticipate that within 4 weeks we could have approval from both Justice and Interior to, assuming that, you know, I can't say exactly, you know, Justice will have to make its final determination, but assuming they agree, then I believe within the next 4 weeks we can have that done.
And so, tongue in cheek, I would speculate that if you complete your processes, Dwayne, that this can be in front of Judge Wildman and be brought up before him in time for a decision prior to September 15th.
Yeah, right.
Well, my statement, no, I don't expect. So I guess it brings us then to the point of discussing and interpreting the letter received. And
Mr. Director, this is Sarah Klein. Would it be possible to get a copy of that letter?
Sarah, the letter is posted. The letter is posted to our web page right now.
It's what?
It's posted to
the web page?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And maybe through the mail, I just saw the CC list. It said parties identified in the additional service list. So I assume everybody had been served, but maybe it's being served by U.S. mail. It's dated July 8th.
Yeah, this is Norm's Mangle. We haven't received it yet, but it is available online. It's pretty quick to access, thanks.
Thank you, Norm. So I'll give everybody just a moment if you want to access the letter. And if people have not read it, I don't know that I want to give people a chance to digest all of it, but let me just tell you what happened internally. So I received the letter and we scratched our heads here for a while reading it, and then read it and tried to read it a little more closely and tried to read between the lines, and finally decided that we didn't need to read between the lines. And at least from my perspective, the letter says it's okay with us if the director establishes a reset date. But it's not okay with us that the director limits the water right for the Bureau of Reclamation to a particular flow rate. And in fact, the last sentence says, nonetheless, Reclamation believes that partially subordinating the Lake Walcott right temporarily or permanently requires judicial approval. And I think that's a statement by Reclamation that they believe that the department shouldn't be issuing an order. I don't know how else to read it. So I suppose I could establish a reset date, but it certainly wouldn't address the concerns of Milner Irrigation District if I establish a reset date but don't limit the, and it certainly wouldn't be consistent with the petition that was filed with me to issue an order with both components, a reset date and a limitation on the flow rate. So I guess for everybody here, unless you have a different interpretation of the letter, I'm in the same place I was before. In fact, I think with greater reason, I'm reluctant to, and honestly, it's anathema to me to issue the order in light of what the Bureau of Reclamation has written. And unless that reset date is so late that it wouldn't interfere with there really wouldn't be any conflict between the diversion of natural flow and the storage of water in the reservoirs. So I've speculated, and I'm not getting much response, I'm not asking for it, but I've speculated about establishing a reset date of November 15th, which is the end of the irrigation season for Milner's natural flow right.
Director, this is Ed Goodman.
Yeah.
I read the letter to agree to a reset date of, or not object to a reset date of September 15th, which is what we had stipulated to, and I'm not sure where, I don't have the authority to stipulate to a different reset date other than what we have already agreed to, but I understand that. I understand your interpretation of the letter. I think that's how it reads to me as well. But what that does is take the stipulation as we have it and take a piece of it out. But I don't know that it agrees to a different reset date much later in the season. That's a concern. I thought that might agree to stipulate to, certainly without talking to my client.
So let me just respond again.
You have a good client, but yeah, that's something too. I agree with what Ed said. It's like the Bureau's agreed to have the stipulation, whether or not our clients would agree to that September 15th, but without the walkout restriction for this year, that's something we've got to go back to them and get that done from the director to do.
Well, thanks, Travis. And you stated really what I wanted to state, and that is that it seemed to me that the flow restriction and the September 15th reset date were linked together in the stipulation, and I can't see me bifurcating them and establishing a reset date without the protection that would have been afforded to Milner through the flow restriction. So I don't know, do the parties want some additional time to work on the stipulation?
Director, I would assume that we would need that. If you're amenable to answering it, the stipulation with a reset date sometime in the fall, and as I understand, without the 22 FS cap, I think we'd have to at least circle back amongst ourselves and get plans from clients to present something to you.
I think that's fine. Do you want to schedule another status conference? Or do you want to come to me with a stipulation? Maybe that's better. Come to me with a stipulation and then we'll set a conference to discuss it. What do you want to do?
This is Ed Goodman again. I'm fine with that approach. Getting back together ourselves, presenting you with a stipulation, and having you set another status conference or just accepting that and signing off on it. Either way, but I do think we need to meet amongst ourselves first.
Any other comments?
Can we stay on the conference line after we conclude the hearing status conference so we can at least schedule another call or possibly even discuss this if people have time to do that?
That's a good idea, Sarah, and we'll leave the line open. We'll just leave the conference room, come back and check in 15 minutes, every 15 minutes. And if you're not speaking, then we'll shut it off.
Director, this is Kent Fletcher. I just think because of your schedule and everybody else's, and the September 15th date people have talked about, it might be a good idea to go ahead and set another status conference with you, like toward the end of August, and hopefully by that date, you know, we could have something put together. If we don't, then we could talk to you about where we go.
I'm happy to pick a date.
I'm looking at August 28th as being about 6 weeks from today. Or 7 weeks from today.
That works for me.
Works for me.
Mr. Director, this is Jerry Rigby.
Yeah.
I apologize for coming on late. I was at a meeting outside of the office. Couldn't get back. But anyway, I've been on for a little while here.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, Wednesday, August 28th is an open day for me. 10 a.m. again. No objections. We'll send out a notice of status conference. All right. I don't have anything further. Anybody else? Thanks for your participation.
Can everybody stay on the line so we can try and schedule something? Does that work?
Yep.
Okay. I promise we won't hang up on you here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.